Around the country, people are voting today in school gymnasiums, in libraries and churches, town halls and firehouses. And outside of Wanna, West Virginia, at the northern edge of the state, right by the Pennsylvania line, they're voting in the garage of 90-year-old resident Wilma Shriver. The 30-by-30-foot garage next to her house has been a designated polling spot for about 10 years now. Hi, Ms. Shriver.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
I understand there are something like 270 registered voters in your precinct. Have you got a big crowd today?
We seem to have. I just talked to one of the poll clerks a few minutes ago, and they're up to 100 now, and that's unusual in a normal election.
It is unusual.
Yes, it is.
So any sense of how many you might see by the end of the day?
Well, I think the way they've started out, it could be, well, I expect maybe double that amount.
Now, you've been doing this for some time now. Is this an important thing for you in some way to have this polling place in your garage?
Well, it came at a time when there was no place else, and they asked me if they could use it, and I was glad to allow them to vote here. And they've been voting here, I would say, since about 92.
What did election folks tell you about why they picked your garage to be the polling place?
Well, the little town of Wanna, they had no place that they could do it. The store building they had voted in for years was old, and they tore it down eventually, and there was no other available space in the little town of Wanna, so they knew that I had a new garage at that time and came to me and asked if they could use it, and that's just continued ever since. But we're making out, and as I say, I'm glad to have them.
Do you have to do anything special to get the garage ready?
Well, not really. I do sweep the cobwebs down. It's sealed. It isn't just like a bare wall place. It's sealed with paneling.
Sure.
And I try to, as I say, try to clean it up a little bit because it is used as a garage part of the time. Yesterday I raked leaves so there wouldn't be a lot of leaves laying around in the yard for a fire hazard, and I washed the outside of the building down from the spider webs that were up high on the outside, and just general cleaning.
You must have you have poll workers there throughout the day.
Yes, they're here today, and of course I can hear the door every now and then off the porch coming into the facilities.
They'll use your bathroom?
Yes.
Inside the house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yes, it is.
Now, Ms. Shriver, this is right in your backyard. Were you the first person to vote today in your precinct?
No, that I haven't voted yet. I had to go to the eye doctor. I'm legally blind, and I had to go to the eye doctor this morning, so I didn't get to vote then, but I'll vote later in the day.
There's still time.
Yes, plenty of time, but there are lots of them coming and going here. It's my duty to provide the place if it's available. If there's no place else, I surely do want to keep them coming.
Well, Ms. Shriver, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
90-year-old Wilma Shriver of Wanna, West Virginia, whose garage is a polling place.